Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Callahan & Associates' Jay Johnson talking about quarter number two industry performance numbers, so check it out. Hey, there's some pretty good news out there for credit unions lately, and you guys are backing it up with your numbers that you guys put out to every quarter. And let's just kind of a quick overall synopsis of Q2, quarter number two for credit unions. What's the big picture looking like for credit unions? Obviously, it's good news.
Yeah, well, like I say, it is good news. Credit unions really are having an outstanding year, Mike. And I tend to look at numbers from on the industry from three perspectives. Mm-hmm. First is just kind of the financial fundamentals. Are you growing? Are you earning? You know, what's the quality of the loan base, all that.
Yep.
So there's those financial fundamentals. Then you can look at market impact. What's happening with market share nationally mm-hmm. for credit unions? And then finally, and probably most important to credit unions, what about the member relationships?
Yep.
And I think from all three of those perspectives, when we look at the mid-year numbers, Mike, you see continued improvement. So there really is good news out there.
Indeed. It's like kind of living in the halcyon days or making hay while the sun shines, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, let's dive into some of these categories that you guys have. You guys, there's what, 11 categories, and we may not get to all of them, but let's dive in. We'll do a little rapid fire. Jay Johnson's on the hot seat, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear about, you talked about lending at the top. What's up here? What's going on with lending?
Yeah, I mean, lending is really the story. Credit unions lent in the first 6 months of the year $200 billion. They've never lent that much. When you think about that, Mike, that's over $1 billion a day.
Wow.
Back to members.
Wow.
So just from, and that, it, last year was a record year.
Mm-hmm.
We're on a 20% increase through the first 6 months of this year versus where we were last year. So there's no doubt, you know, lending really is the story here. And that's the origination side, and then that's translating to balance sheet growth. And you've got about 10% plus growth in the balance sheet and the loans outstanding. So real momentum there on the lending side.
Wow, $200 billion. That's quite an amount.
A big number. That's
a little
big number.
Bit. We're breaking records here. All right, you talked about member relationships as well. What's up here?
Well, I think when you look at the relationships, you can look at it from a couple of perspectives. One is, are members using your products? And there's three member usage numbers we tend to look at. One is checking penetration. How many checking accounts are there out there?
Mm-hmm.
And on that side, we've seen that number grow really since the recession. Credit unions growing that number about 1 to 2 percentage points every year, and they're up to about 57% of members with a checking account.
Wow.
Today. Now, what that means when you see that 1 to 2% growth every year is this isn't just new members coming in, but you're actually seeing a lot of members who have been there a while mm-hmm. who may be kind of turning back to their credit union and saying, hey, you know, this is where some real value is. Obviously, a lot of credit unions with free checking options, a lot of work being done on that to get those checking accounts in with members, and members are choosing to do that. So
right.
You've got very high checking penetration.
Are they adding accounts or is it like the established ones?
Yeah, I think because it's the number of chair draft accounts is growing at a faster rate than the number of members. So you're seeing that. You're seeing that happen. And then on the loan side, whether you look at auto loans and the percentage of members with a car loan, percentage of members with a credit card, an active credit card, those continue to rise as well. In fact, both of those are at post-recession highs as well.
Mm-hmm.
In you know, kind of the mid to upper teens, 16-17% on each of those. So, you know, you look at those penetration numbers and you see it. And then when you then convert that, we use a number called the average member relationship. We back out business loans and just say, okay, if you took average loan balance, average share balance across all members, what would that be? That's up over $16,600 now, highest that's ever been.
Gosh.
So again, any way you look at that member relationship metric, you're seeing that increase as well.
All right, before we get into some more categories, I mean, something just came off the top. I mean, how can we keep this pace? I mean, I know it's not an impossible thing, but it seems pretty staggering. And can we do it? I mean, can we keep this pace going?
Well, I think what I hear I'm just coming off a lot of credit union planning sessions and a lot of credit unions, you know, thinking about how are they going to take the next step with their business.
Yeah.
I think, Mike, the ambition is there for a lot of credit unions. I think they really feel like they are hitting their stride. Mm-hmm. Some, in states that, got hit harder by the recession, absolutely back on their feet. California, where you are, there's a real, I think, renewed confidence. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of effort being made to be sure those steps are taken. Mm-hmm. And that's the investments being made, whether it's technology, whether it's products, services, but it's all around the member. I think as long as credit unions keep thinking member first, mm-hmm. that's how you win.
Right, right. And that's motivation enough. I mean, when you're, like you said, when you're hitting your stride, you want to keep that stride going. That's right. The motivation. Yeah. Let's keep these good times rolling. So,
absolutely.
All right. And you talked about auto lending and auto market share. Obviously, we've seen all the news and stuff, and that's just off the charts. Can we expect from there as well?
Yeah, I mean, car sales are obviously going great, new car sales. And again, when you look at credit unions, they're still, auto loans continue to be the bread and butter to me. They're still a big part of the origination activity, really the largest chunk. And then when you look on the balance sheet over the last year, the auto portfolio is up about 15%. And so it's not only the fastest growing from a percentage standpoint, but dollar-wise, too, it's mm-hmm. increasing. So still a very important part, about a third of the loan portfolio. And, yeah, as you say, when you look at market share, we're up over 16% nationally. That's a post-recession high. When the 2007-08, we actually hit around 25% because the market backed off so much. Credit unions kept lending.
Exactly.
Kind of dropped back when some of those guys came back in, but we've been moving back up. Good. So that's up. And then industry average 16%, but there's about half a dozen states where credit unions have over 30% of the market, financing one out of every three loans. Utah is actually the number one state, over 50% market share. Over half the car loans in that state financed by a credit union.
50%.
So just outstanding.
That is outstanding. Hey, let's look at the other side of the coin here. Mortgage lending, that's always been kind of a roller coaster as far as, I think it'll always be a roller coaster because we go through these wacky cycles. What's going on here now with from the credit union perspective?
That's I think maybe been in some ways the biggest surprise this year because mortgage lending was going well with the refinancing activity a couple of years ago. It kind of slowed down last year. It's right back up this year, about a 50% increase in mortgage volume year over year. And a lot more of that, at least anecdotally, we don't have the hard data on this, but anecdotally, a lot more of it is purchase money, mm-hmm. not refinance. So that's a good sign. And then, when we look nationally, Mike, at where credit unions are in terms of the big picture, we've got at mid-year credit unions as a whole about 8% come through credit. Now, you can look at that two ways. One is, that sounds like a number, but the second side is just the momentum that we have in the marketplace. We're up, it was about half that percentage, about 4.5% just 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So credit unions are really gaining traction, I think being seen more from the consumer standpoint as a real source of mortgage loans that they can turn to. So it's an opportunity there too as well, but still plenty of opportunity ahead when you think again. 8.5% is a good number historically for us, but still a ton of opportunity.
Yeah, no doubt. And a mortgage loan obviously promotes a long-term relationship. So that provides other opportunities as well. So yeah, okay, good to see those numbers up. Excellent. Yeah. Let's talk about earnings. I mean, you say home is where the heart is, and the money too. Can you explain this for us, Jay?
Well, I think, a couple of things. When you look at the income statement, the first thing that strikes you is, here we are, we've been in this flat interest rate environment. We don't know when that will end, but certainly it continues to kind of go for the, been that way over the last year. But revenues, top line revenues for the industry is up about 7%, which again, I think is pretty phenomenal in a basically flat interest rate environment. Mm-hmm. That just shows you the impact of those loans and the loans that are going on the books. Bottom line, net income's up about 5% year over year. But what I think a lot of this really reflects, Mike, from an earnings standpoint, is that top line revenue growth reflects the relationship. And then the bottom line, ROA is basically flat year over year. Mm-hmm. But credit unions don't, they're so well capitalized now. Net worth is up right up near 11% again. So what a lot of this means is they just continue to plow back into the business. As I said, whether it's member-facing technology, I hear more credit unions doing core conversions than I've heard, you know, in a long time. So these investments are being made not only in the relationship side, but what's supporting that relationship, and how can we ensure that we continue to be relevant, deliver members, be where they need to be, need us to be.
Yeah, sounds great. Are there any, and we have a number of other categories, are there any other categories that were kind of surprising in your eyes? I mean, we have investments, shares, member business lending. I mean, member business, let's talk about member business lending, because that's always a hot topic, especially on the Hill where you guys are. What's, right. what's the promise there? Because it looks like there's a promising future here.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at member business lending on the whole, it's still a relatively small part of the business. Mm-hmm. About 6.5% of all the loans outstanding are member business loans. So that's still not a big part, but it's about $50 billion, just under $50 billion today in member business loans. So it's not insignificant either. And I think when you look at the growth that's happening there, it's I think what you'd want to see out of what for some credit unions might be a relatively new product line. It's steady. You know, it's, you don't see credit unions making huge leaps into this. They're building expertise, but clearly there's demand out there. There are a lot of businesses that just aren't reached by other financial institutions, and credit unions are taking advantage of that and serving members that need it.
And if that cap is ever increased, that would bode so well for credit unions and consumers or small businesses.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And that's a whole another conversation.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Hey, let's cover one more. Credit cards. That's always an important topic for credit unions, because that's a big money generator and just relationship maker.
Right.
That type of thing. What's going on there?
Yeah. Again, I think it's the same similar story. Very steady growth. The portfolio itself, the dollars are growing about 8.5%. Again, the penetration, the member usage, and credit unions report the active cards with balances each call report. So that keeps going up about 17%. And again, I think it's just steady growth. And we've seen this, Mike, since the recession when the Card Act came out. And, you know, a lot of competitors had to change their business model. Credit unions really didn't have to change their business model. It certainly added more, you know, more overhead to the business. Mm-hmm. But the value has just continued to be there. And I think you're seeing, you know, consumers continue to recognize that. So again, you're right. It is, I think, viewed by a lot of credit unions as one of those core products, because you get that top of wallet. You know, that's what people want. So they can see that card every time they pull it out. Or these days, their phone, using Apple Pay or Android Pay, whatever it might be.
Yeah, it's kind of like technology might be kind of driving that a little bit as well, you know?
And, you know, I do think credit unions are clearly very early adopters on Apple Pay. You're, you know, right. The numbers that you see come out, credit unions really are taking the lead on that, and consumers like that. Yep. So
I love it. I love it. All right, so wrap up question here. Any predictions for Q3? I mean, what can we learn from Q2, and then going into Q3, what can we look forward to?
Well, I think we're clearly on pace for a record-breaking year. We really are, and lending is driving it. It really is the story. You know, I think the deposit side, it has picked up. Growth has actually picked up on the deposit side too. And I think more credit unions are going to start paying attention to that, just because loan demand keeps going so strong. They're going to need that funding. But we're on pace for a record-breaking year. And kind of as I said at the beginning, I think the ambition that credit unions have is really going to be the key here. You know, how much do they want to keep pushing like they are? And I think my sense is there's a lot of optimism out there and a lot of enthusiasm for really delivering to their communities, to their members, the things that they value. And credit unions have that ambition today. So I think you're going to see more of the same in the third quarter, and really really build throughout the rest of this year.
Right on. Good message to end on, Jay. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure having you on the show because, man, you have these numbers like right at the top of your brain. So it's always good. You can just rattle them off. It's wonderful. So thank you so much. It's always good to have you on. Look forward to you coming back on again. Let's do this again.
That'd be great, Mike. I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Keep up the good work too, sir.
Will do.
All righty.